Our High Calling. A Curse or a Blessing? July 7th. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. Matthew 6, verse 19. Treasures are those things which engross the mind and absorb the attention to the exclusion of God and the truth. Our Savior gave a decided warning against hoarding up the treasures of earth. All branches of business, all manner of employments are under the eye of God, and every Christian has been given ability to do something in the cause of the Master. Whether engaged in business in the field, in the warehouse, or in the counting room, men will be held responsible to God for the wise and honest employment of their talents. They are just as accountable to God for their work as the minister who labors in word and doctrine is for his. Property that is treasured up upon the earth will prove only a curse, but if it is devoted to the upbuilding of the cause of truth, that God may be honored and that souls may be saved, it will not prove a curse but a blessing. Means are necessary to the furtherance of every good cause. And as some men have been endowed with more ability to acquire wealth than have others, they should put out their talents to the exchangers, that the Lord may receive his own with usury at his appearing. Those who are ready and willing to invest in the cause of God will be blessed in their efforts to acquire money. God created the source of wealth. He gave the sunshine and the dew and the rain and caused vegetation to flourish. He blessed men with mental and physical ability and qualified them to acquire property so that his cause might be sustained by his professed children. The needy are all around us, and God is glorified when the poor and the afflicted are aided and comforted. It is no sin to acquire and control property as stewards for God, holding it only until he shall require it for the necessities of his work. We must ever bear in mind that we are in co-partnership with God. His work and his cause demand the first consideration.